Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for Halloween 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Sundar Pichai actually coming out in support of a protest that's going to happen tomorrow in response to an expose by the New York Times last Thursday that revealed how rather than just firing executives involved in sexual misconduct incidents, Google gave generous exit packages and did not allude to the reason for their departure. Most notably, Andy Rubin was caught up in this and received a $90 million exit package after multiple incidents of relationships with subordinates. This has been largely blamed on ex-Google CEO Larry Page, who's now the CEO of Google's parent company, Alphabet, and Sergey Brin as well. But Sundar Pichai, the current Google CEO, came out in support of the protest that's happening tomorrow over how Google handled these things and has said many times now that Google is going to be enforcing a much more strict no-tolerance policy with similar situations. For example, the departure of ex-director Richard Duvall also came this week after he joined Google in 2011 from Apple. He resigned and was given absolutely no exit package, according to a company spokesperson. So it seems to be that Google is actually acting on its word in this department, and we hope we'll see more of that. Also, Spotify family members can redeem a free Google Home Mini starting November 1st. So if you're a member of Spotify family and have a Spotify family account, master account holders can redeem a free device on that date. So be sure to do that. And finally today, we have a new partnership that was announced between Google and iRobot. Apparently, the two companies are going to be partnering to use Roomba's mapping data to create a smarter home and potentially smarter storefronts and other things. Basically, Roomba, as you may know, has a camera and has sensors on it that could be helpful in just giving Google a better idea of where its devices may be located in your house. Basically, there's lots of different ways that this could be used to improve the smart home experience, and that seems to be what they're doing. Although the companies do say that for now, the data is not going to be, like, Google is not going to immediately just have access to a full map of everyone's homes. So don't be worried about the data privacy implications of something like this quite yet, although that's definitely something to keep in mind for the future. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon and on podcasting platforms on Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.